Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
It's not scripture that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. You don't say that, but it's not scripture, but it's called spirit. See that is Friday right there. I can tell you that when my praises go up, my blessings come down from the spirit.
Thank you.
Amen. It ain't nothing like a gift, huh? Old free gift. Amen, amen. And now we're going to have words of hope from Bishop Frederick Huff. Come on and give it up for the man of God.
Before his people. I want to thank God for the visionaries of this house.
Amen.
We give God praise. Now, when I say something like that, you understand. These are your leaders. You understand what you're doing over there. It's amazing how God didn't take nothing and made something out of it. Everything God created was created to solve an existing problem. Even when he created the earth, he created to solve a problem, because the first earth was without form and without void. Come on, talk to me, somebody. So when he created the new heaven and the new earth, amen, it was still needed some help. It just couldn't exist by itself, so he created man. And man has been the focus of God's purpose from the beginning. And so we thank God for these men who have come together for this conference, this men's conference. And my assignment is to say a few words of hope.
My God.
And I was just meditating back in Atlanta what I was going to say and do. But no matter what you meditate on, it's what God said to you to do. I mean, you know that God can change your mind. And so I just want to... I know protocol through all these clergies on the pulpit. Amen. God bless you to our master of ceremony.
Yes, yes.
And to my precious little drummer lady or girl over there. She did a great job. Amen. I'm here because not only am I a man of God or a child of God, I'm here because this is my family. The Davis is my family.
Amen.
Amen. Nathaniel, Marion is my brother. We all raised up together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We went so many different directions, but look what God did tonight. I'm enjoying myself. I was invited to the city. We got another conference going on every morning at 5:00 to 6:00. It's called Men Touching Men Everywhere. We met people from New York and from Kansas and from Texas and some other places, and they all embarked upon Fort Lauderdale this week for a conference. But I told them, I'm not going to be with y'all Thursday night. I'm going to be with my family. I want to just quickly get out of the way. I want to read a couple of scriptures, and then I'm going to give you a song that depicts or that can add to what my assignment was, is to give you words of hope.
Yes.
Listen at the scripture from the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 3. 21-22. Therefore, let no man glory in men. For all things are yours. All things are yours. Whether Paul or Apostle or Cyprus or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. We must have the right attitude and perspective on many things as becoming believers in Christ. We must not share ourselves with the many traditions and customs of the world. We must refocus and readjust ourselves always from traditions of men and move in the direction of the Word. We must unglue ourselves from our old ways of thinking in many respects. The pattern of thoughts that we now need to follow and develop are those that pertain to life and godliness, and not after the traditions of men and customs of this present world. All things are yours. Look at somebody and say, all things are yours.
All things are yours.
You know, I do a lot of missionary work. I'm based out of Naples, Italy. I'll be back in Italy at the end of first of next month, even at the end of this month. But I'm dealing with a lot of Africans from different parts of the world. And that's a story about an African man that saved up his money to take a trip to America to buy a ticket. And realizing that he was not going to have enough food to be able to afford the food on the ship, he bought a suitcase and filled it with cheese and crackers.
Yeah,
and when everybody else was eating, this man would secretly go and hide and eat his cheese and crackers. So one day he got discovered, and the man said, why don't you come and eat with us? He said, I can't afford it. He said, did you buy a ticket? He said, the food comes with the ticket. Are you saying tonight? Healing comes with it. Prosperity comes with it. Deliverance comes with it. Look at somebody saying, no more cheese and crackers.
No more cheese and crackers.
I'm going to sing this song. This guitar was given to me in Afghanistan about 2 years ago for my birthday from the chaplaincy, and it's been around, it's been to Iraq, and just it's my tool to be able to get into the presence of God when ain't nobody but me and God. It's easy to try, you know, when a whole lot of folks around, but ain't no worship like you and God worship. Y'all excuse me just for a minute.
Yeah.
This song is called This Is Not the Time for Giving Up.
All right.
It's time for holding on. This is not the time for being weak. It's time for being strong. Thank you, my brother. Let us not be tired of doing what's right. After a while, we shall reap a harvest of blessing.
Yeah.
If we don't get discouraged, and if we don't give up, hold on.
Yeah.
Keep on holding on.
Yeah. Okay. Right, bro.
Drone, you gonna get with me? You got me? What about you, keyboard player?
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Thank you.
see.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amazing grace.
grace, how sweet the sound.
Yeah.
All right. Ching, ching, ching.
Thank you. you give it, but I'm trying to have it for all of my life. I come back with $10, you want me? With $10, you know.
God, hallelujah. think time is well spent. Some people have to work in the morning, but that's all right. I trust God for His word.
Right.
I trust God for everything that He's going to say, that He's already said, and the words that He's going to speak into the life of His men today. Amen. That's going to shift them into the destiny that they've been ordained to walk into. Hallelujah. How many know we serve a righteous God and a holy God, an outstanding God? Hallelujah. First and foremost, let me give honor and praise to my Father, Yahweh, Jehovah.
Example what it is to be a man in the earth. Hallelujah.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26. Bishop was right there. I told Pastor, I said he was all over the message. He started talking about God and Adam and the creation.
Back up.
Amen. I bless God for that. Amen. And do not let the familiarity of the verse rob you of revelation, knowledge, and understanding of what God is going to say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now we're reading from the King James Version. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Skip down to 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Man, God created you in his image. Male and female created he them. 28 blesses me, and the Bible says, and God blessed them.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Beyond favor. If I can give this message a title, I'd like to say, I'm stunting like my daddy. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm stunting like my daddy. Look to your other neighbor and say, neighbor, you look good, but I'm stunting like my daddy. Hearts and minds fit, oh most gracious Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this season of the word. It's time, Lord God, to be edified and built up into the man that you called us to be. Father God, I thank you for every individual who is under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I pray, I declare, I decree, Lord God, that the word will go forth as a seed. Father God, I pray that it will be planted into the hearts of your people and the hearts of your men specifically, Lord God. And in due season, Lord God, you water and you will cultivate that word, Lord God. That we begin to walk like you, talk like you, Father God. We will be molded like you because it is your word that causes transformation. So God, right now, Lord God, as we come into a moment of transformation, Father God, conform us into your image and after your likeness and not after the likeness of those who, Father God, are of the world, those who don't know you. Father God, those who are formed in religiosity, Lord God, remove that, Lord God, but form us in a relationship with you, God. Father God, we declare and decree right now, Father God, for a fire to rest within your men, Lord God. Father God, burn them like never before. Father God, burn them, but yet let them not become consumed. Father God, we bless your name. It's in the name of your Son, Jesus, the Christ, that we do pray and all who love the Lord. Say,
amen,
amen. Amen. You may be seated. I'm stunned like my daddy.
My God.
First of all, I do want to apologize, Bishop and Apostle. I am an itinerant minister. I am not the set gift of the assignment of a congregation. However, I do believe in fellowshipping with people who are like-minded, who have that kingdom mind. And I haven't seen Apostle in a while since the women's pastor conference the last time I spoke. So I had to speak for women, but now I'm speaking for my own kind today. Amen. 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 And I love the theme, amen, I'm talking to the man in the mirror, and I'm asking him to make some changes in his life. Some things we don't need to remain the same. See, time changes, culture changes, and the only person that does not change is God. For he says that I am God and I change not. So if you look at your life, man of God, it does not resemble God. We got a couple of problems.
Yeah.
Amen. Looking back over your life, what do you remember your father or your father figure telling you about life and the way you should conduct yourself as a man, let alone as a person? As men, we must understand that there are people who don't just listen to our conversation, but they are looking at our conversation. Do I got a witness in here today? They are not just listening, but they're looking at your conversation. I'm going to help out the older school because I'm still a young man. I'm just 30. Just 30. Seriously. Not even playing on my age. I'm 30. So I'm stuck between the new generation and the older generation. I'm stuck between Moses and Joshua. So now you have an older generation who think like this, and you have a younger generation who thinks like that. But the older generation, they always taught us, do as I say and not as I do as I say and not as I do. But then we have a younger generation who's looking at the older generation, and they don't care anything about your title. They don't care anything about the position that you have in church. Because if I can quote a couple of lyrics to an artist, Young Thug, is that his name? Something's wrong with him. We praying for him. He says in one of his songs, he says, I dress like the Reverend, I shoot at the Reverend. Older generation does not hear what the younger generation is listening to. We have to be careful because they're not concerned about what comes out of your mouth, but they're concerned about the way you live. I shine like the Reverend. I shoot at the Reverend. There's a generation don't care about anything about your title. They have no regard for the things of God. Jesus, help our generation. And then I'm reminded of Hebrews 13:7, which says, remember your leaders. And further in the verse it says, considering the end of their conversation. That word conversation comes from the Greek word. I am a teacher. I love teaching. It's anostropheo. A-N-A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E. That word conversation means your behavior, your manner of life. People are not concerned about what comes out of your mouth, but they are concerned about the way you walk. Question, how are you walking, man of God? Are you walking upright before people who are watching you? Yes. Fathers, are you exemplifying what a man should be in the presence of your son? Fathers, are you exemplifying what a man should be or the man that you would like your daughter to be dating?
Come on. That's good.
Because she's watching you. Mm-hmm. He's watching you. As men, you are considered by default the leaders of that which and those who have been placed under your care, trust, supervision, and board. In other words, you've been given the mandate for protection. You've been given the mandate for covering. This is why we must be careful, because like the game, they follow the leader. Yes, men, your children are watching you. They're watching the way you, what you do in their presence and what you do when you are not around.
My God.
And you wonder why. Mom always said, boy, you act just like your daddy.
Well,
and you ain't never seen the man.
My gosh. My gosh.
It was Adam who God gave the command to dress and tend to the provisions given to him. It was Adam who God gave charge to give identity to that place under his care. And it is you, O man of God, who has been given the standard to man up. Shove your neighbor and say, neighbor, man up. Say, man up. And take your rightful position as a son in the kingdom. And do you know who you are? Men, you were created to stunt like your daddy. In other words, you're created to exemplify who God is. Amen. So I got a witness in here today. Amen. If you're going to stunt like your daddy, the first thing you need to do, you need to start looking like your daddy.
Well, all right. All right. Yeah.
Verse 27, 8, Paul, it says that God created man in his own image. Fathers, you fathers, don't you want your son to look like you, walk like you, talk like you? You loved him in your image. Am I not correct? Because you want your son to exemplify the kind of man that you are. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You have been created to reflect God in all that you do. And all that you say. Men, understand this. When people behold your image, they are actually beholding the image of the Father. An image that seems to fade away from the mental capacity in today's modern man. Can I teach for a second? Except God created man in his own image. Somebody say image.
Image
comes from the Greek, in the Hebrew word, tselem, 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 T-S-E-H-L-E-M. It means resemblance or phantom. You're the resemblance of God. You're a phantom of God.
Yes.
You're not the phantom of the opera. You're the phantom of God. Let me help you out. If you understand what a phantom is a ghost. It is an image. It is a replica of something. So therefore, men, you are a replica of God. What are you replicating in the earth? You are a phantom. Somebody say, I am. Say, I am. Men, you're scaring me for a second right now. Because there's death and life in the power of the tongue. Do not let the familiarity of the scripture rob you of what God wants you to become. Say, I am. The phantom of God. Now, because you understand that you are the phantom of God, that word phantom also means elusive or visionary. Because now you understand that you are the phantom of God and you are the visionary of God. In other words, God has given you vision. Hello, Adam. What you see, you name. You identify. Men, start naming it and claiming it within your house. Stop praying over your children. Stop declaring the good things in their life. Start uprooting those demonic forces that they are attacked by when they go to school. Hello, somebody. Stop praying for your wife. Stop praying for your family. Stop praying for your job. Men, you are the visionary of God. Men of God, where you find your hands and whatever you find your hands to do, do it as unto the Lord, because people should see your light shining and glorifying your Father in heaven. Hello, somebody. Oh, man of God, as the head figure in our society, you represent the vision of God. You represent the headship of God. Hello, man of God. It was Adam God gave the mandate to. Am I talking to any men in here who understand that they have been given a position as the head and not the tail? In the head is the eyes. In the head, you are able to see. And if you are not able to see, oh man of God, those who are behind you will be following something that's blind. And they won't mess around and go into a ditch. If you are married, I've never been married before, but believe me, I'm very watchful of those who are engaged, of those who are betrothed together. Because a woman, women, correct me if I'm wrong, you're looking for a man with vision. You're looking for a man to take the lead. Women like for a man to take the lead.
That's right. That's right.
What do you see? What does your house look like? What are you envisioning for your house? What are you envisioning for your family? What does your future look like? Do you even have a vision? Do you even have a 401k plan? Do you even have a retirement plan, man of God?
All right.
Jesus. Look like your daddy. Open your eyes, man of God. Tell me, what do you see? There is death and life in the power of the tongue. So every opportunity you get to speak to the man in the mirror, the things that God said that you are, and stop attracting what you are not.
Amen. That's right.
Can I say that again?
Yeah.
Start speaking to that man in the mirror. You know there's a saying that when they tell you don't talk to yourself, why? You're off, right? I begin to think about it, and God brought revelation to me. It's not good for you to talk to yourself because you never listen. Am I right? Am I right about it? So I said, well, how can I begin to speak to the man in the mirror? Exactly. Don't talk to you. Excuse me. Don't talk to yourself. Talk to you. Okay. So when I look at the man in the mirror, I'm talking to you, Whitney. I'm not talking to myself. You need to start exemplifying what God has said you are. You need to start doing what God said you should be doing. Because it's just like another person talking to you. You get a different result when somebody else says it versus you saying it.
That's right.
Start talking what God said you are and stop attracting what you are not. Question, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the God of us all? He is the one we're supposed to look like. He is the one we resemble. He is the one who has given us vision for what's being birthed on the inside of each and every one of us. This is what you need to do, man of God. Protect it, nourish it, and guard it. Hello? I know we got more women in here than men, but guess what, women? You are incubators. Thank you, Father. So you're going to take this seed of the word. If you got a man at home, you're going to take this word to him and say, you know what? Start something like your daddy. I ain't talking about the one here. I'm talking about the one up there. Start acting like him, talking like him, moving like him, breathing like him, declaring like him. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah, because we are men of God. Hallelujah. It's one thing to say that you're a man of God. Show it. Jesus. Somebody say, look like your daddy. And if you're also want to sound like your daddy, you need to start living like your daddy.
All right.
Let's go to verse 28. The Bible says, and he blessed them, and he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. What God did at the beginning of time would be the mandate for all of humanity for the rest of time's existence. This is why Jesus made it clear in John 9:4 that I must work the works of him that sent me while it is still day. We are his ambassadors. Hello, somebody. We are his ambassadors in the earth realm, because what we do here or supposed to be doing here is what God is doing in the spirit realm. Yes, sir. God gave Adam business principles for living. He says, be fruitful. Somebody say, be fruitful. Look to a man and say, man, be fruitful. In other words, what God is saying, he's telling the man to be productive. All right? And one of the biggest issues that I have in the practical and in the spiritual of homosexuality is that when there are two of the same, there can be no productivity. Let me put it in a more spiritual way. When you hang around people that's just like you, and you're never challenged to grow, y'all listen. You're never challenged to become women. You got it. You're never challenged to go beyond the normal, because you hang around people that walk like you, and they talk like you, they think like you. But God wants to put you up to another level, to think higher, men of God, to talk higher, men of God, to begin to think in a more heavenly realm. You have to start hanging around people that are different than you. You want to see different results? Hang around different type of people. You can't hang around broke people? Start hanging around some rich people, people with some money who don't mind sharing their secrets of success with you. Hello, man of God. Somebody say, be fruitful. Say, be fruitful. And multiply. Ah, listen, be productive. And if you're not, only don't just be productive, but do it again.
Yes.
If it works, work it again. Somebody say, work it again. Our biggest issue is that we got men that they I'm going to get in trouble for this one. Father, guide this one. Reproduce. Produce again. Somebody say multiply. Replenish. That's where we get the word restoration. I believe that God is restoring men today to their rightful position as a man. Because we are influenced, and whether the church wants to admit it or not, we're influenced by what goes on outside the four walls of the church. Amen? Because I can look all through my Facebook and my social media, and I see people talking about Empire, the 2 hour special, Dwight Walker, Lucius, Scandal, men too. So therefore, let's stop acting retarded as if God is dumb, because we serve the Ancient of Days. He's all wise, all knowing. So therefore, are we being influential in to the world, or is the world being influential to us? Amen. Time to take the lead. It's time for the man to be restored back to his position in Christ, in God. Why? Because the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The problem is we have men that don't think like Christ. They think like Christianity, which is a religion. And Christ did not come to establish a religion, but a relationship with God. So we have men that have fallen in love with the relationship with the church and not the God of the church. We have men that come into the house of God with their own personal agendas, with their own assignments, and fail to submit themselves under the hand of God. Why? Because the Bible says, when you let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, mind your thought. The souche is your thought process. Whatsoever a man thinks, so is he. How are you thinking, man of God? Are you thinking like Christ? Because when you start to think like Christ, you begin to walk like Christ. You begin to talk like Christ. Everything that you do resembles Christ. Somebody say, get like Christ. Restoration. Somebody say, restore me.
Restore me.
Gotta be honest with yourself. Restoration. Subdue. That's where we get the word chalash, which means to take control of what's out of control. Nowadays, we got a bunch of sorry men. Soft as cotton, Charmin Ultra. Talk to the right butt cheek. Man up and take your position. I'm not talking to these brothers in the pulpit. I'm talking to the man in the mirror. Excuse me, brothers, if you are standing next to the bathroom door hearing me speak to that Negro in the mirror. Yes, you really man up. Time to take control of what's out of control. See, it's been given the mandate to man to put things in order. Bishop, at the apostolic covering of his house, God requires you to make sure this house is in order. Because when he comes back, he's coming back for a church without fire and blemish. And I hate to say it, if you look around, I'm not talking about a specific church, I'm talking about the universal body of Christ. The body seems like it's out of control. Whenever the body is out of alignment, you know what that's called? It's sickness. Therefore, we see the body being sick, the body becomes sick. But now I believe that when men begin to take their proper position, when the head is on the body correct, the body can get in line. Somebody, we have a head cold in the body of Christ, and God wants to put an immunization in the body. Hallelujah. By way of Holy Spirit, men, get in your position. Women, talk to your man and say, I need a man after God's own heart. I need a man that chases after God. Why? Because women are looking for a man who follows God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, get it under control and have dominion. See, there's a difference from having to subdue and having dominion. Because when you subdue something, you put something in control that was out of control. In other words, you enslaved it. You put it on lockdown. But see, he said, have dominion. This was God giving a mandate to Adam to function as a king, to function as he is in heaven. Hello, verse Peter 2 and 9. For you are a royal priesthood. We've been given a double anointing to act as priests of our house and kings in our house. Hallelujah. We are kings. Somebody say, I'm a king. No. Our biggest, thank you, my brother. The biggest problem is that you don't sound like you're sure that you're a king. You want to know why you keep walking around like a peasant? Because you don't know the king in you. I'm talking to the man in the mirror. Forget the fact that y'all are here. Homie, you are a king. Start walking like one. Kings walk with their heads up. Kings can walk in a place and don't even have to open their mouths. And their presence demands attention. When you walk in the room, do people spot the glory of God on you?
My God.
Hallelujah. You cannot be evil kings in the earth. Because God is looking for royal figures that will help the helpless and defend the defenseless. He is searching for men who just so happen to represent the strength of God to guard those who have no power. I'm so tired of looking at Facebook, seeing these sorry behind 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old boys hitting up on girls like it's cool. No, that's sorry. Come in on a man so he can get knocked out like a man. Hello, people. Oh, listen, we got to keep it real. Because that is a woman. That is a woman. She represents, she's not weak. Because women are strong. But as a man, our job is to cover. Don't act like you don't see it on Facebook always reposting videos of guys fighting girls. I tell you, sorry, come hit me. Oh, yeah, I'm a preacher. And after I get through with you, I got a word for you. It's all right. That's the problem. We got, back in the day, men had deeds. Nowadays, you scared me to take your child to school because you're afraid who's carrying a gun. Sorry. You're a punk. You weak. Put these up and see what you can do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going into spiritual and practical. It's all right. Because I'm talking to the man in the mirror. You are to live as great kings does. How have you been ruling? If you've been ruling contrary to the way God designed you, then my brother, it is time to face the king in the mirror and say to him, you got to change your evil ways. Ah, yes, my brothers, you have to be like your father, because like father, like sun. This is a very prevalent season and time where I believe that God is releasing his heart's burning desire for his sons to return back to their rightful position as authoritative figures in the earth. It's time for us to shift from boys to men. Hello, boys to men. Hello, boys to men. Hello, boys to men. Hello, boys to men. Boys to men. There is a difference between boys and men. Let me break it down. 1 Corinthians 13:11. Come on, Paul, tell them. Paul said, when I was a child, or when I was in a state of childhood, I spoke as a child. In other words, what Paul was saying was that the word, my speech is immature. Everything that comes out of my mouth, everything that person does to me, I have to snap at the drop of a dime. I don't have enough strength to hold my tongue because the tongue is powerful and it can bring destruction. Amen? If you are not mature, you can say something at the wrong time to the wrong person. And that is immature. Paul said, I spoke as a child. My words were not seasoned properly because I have not gone through enough in my life. Yes, he says, I fought as a child. In other words, the way I thought, things that I conjured up in my mind, I had immature thinking. I was still a boy playing. I was a grown man playing with boy toys, afraid to grow up. You got grown men who don't want to take responsibility of their situations. But I'm telling you right now, I'm declaring and decreeing to the man of God right now that you will take your position and begin to take the mind of God and begin to think as God do, think as Christ do. Bring your thinking up. Somebody say, bring your thinking up. Yes. We're moving from immaturity to maturity. He says, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I reasoned as a child. When I got into conflict, I tried to run up out of it. I didn't want to face it. I tried to get my way out of every situation instead of manning up to the problem. Yet a real man knows how to take responsibility of that which is under him. Hello, somebody. Am I talking to anybody in here? I know the time is well spent. But I believe that God wants our men to be ignited with the fire to become mature men of God. Men of God, you are the son of greatness. I therefore speak to the one that God has called and formed from the beginning of time that has become lifeless. That has returned back to the state of Adam when God formed him in the dust of the earth. He was just laying there with no life. So now, we have a bunch of men walking around like the night of the living dead. Corpse with no spirit of God.
My God. Jesus.
Father, breathe into your men. That the breath of God may be blown into him. Holy Jesus will come here. Can these bones live here? Man, you shall be quickened in your manhood. You thought you was man. You have not seen anything yet. All standing to their feet. And this is a clarion call for all men. But I ask every male. The Bible says, lay hands on no man suddenly. This is not how I'm going to do that. I don't touch people just because you're standing there. Because that's transference. That's transference. Both ways. None of them. I respect God enough to respect you enough. I want to ask every man to come to the altar. Every man, if you know you're a man or you question your manhood, that's all right, I'm talking to you too. And we're going to pray for our brothers because that's what they need. They need the strength of God back into them. I'm going to ask our women as support systems to stand behind them because at this season in life, men need you more than ever. We need the protection of God and the support of our women. Mother, you ain't got a woman. You all right? You all right? Your wisdom rests strong. And there was a connection from here. Heavenly Father, we magnify you and we thank you right now for every brother that stands here at the altar. Father God, we thank you for purpose, passion, and the pursuit of you, God, Father. Hallelujah. God, God, you will not release a thing until your man becomes a man after your heart. Ah, God, we bless your name because you bless those who are like David, who run after your heart and not after your hand. So God, right now, every man that stands here, Lord God, we come to you submitted to your will, Lord God, to the purpose that you place on our lives, to cover our families, to cover the assignment on our lives, to cover our jobs, to cover our children. Lord God, right now, we thank you for every woman here, Lord God, that serves as a support system. They are not the tail, Lord God, but they serve as the neck. God, the support, the head of the house. They serve as the side, the rib, Lord God. You created them to be compatible to us, Lord God, to help us, Lord God. So, Father God, right now, Lord God, we declare and decree every demonic assignment, Father God, that has been positioned, Lord God, to take out the man, Lord God, to be null and void. We come up against every satanic assault and attack against the man in society right now, God. Let your anointing flow right now upon every vessel, Lord God, that stands in the altar, God. We bless you right now, Lord God, for deliverance, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for men to not be afraid to open up their mouths and tell the truth about what you have done in their lives, Lord God. Because there are other men who are attached to them, Lord God, who have destiny attached to them, Lord God. And Lord God, who will overcome by the word of our true testimony. So God, right now, we thank you right now, God, that you are purging us. It hurts, God, and we're not afraid to admit it. Purging hurts, but it is necessary for growth. So, Lord God, cut what needs to be cut. Circumcise our spirit right now that we can grow into the man that you called us to be. Lord God, we are not weak vessels, but there is a prophetic move in the house of God right now. Lord God, that you touch each and every one of your men, that a fire will stir up within them, Lord God. As the song said, it's like a fire shut down in my bones. Lord God, let it flow, Lord God. Let it burn, Lord God. Burn them up right now, Lord God. There may be silence in the house, but Lord God, talk to their mind. Arrest them when they're asleep. Father God, ignite vision back into them, Lord God, that they can lead with purpose, Lord God, because there is a promised land, Lord God, for them to possess. So right now, Lord God, we declare a decree to every young man, Lord God, as you said in your word, Father God, that in the last days you shall pour out your spirit. So pour out your spirit right now. Pour it out, Lord, right now, that your young men, Lord God, will even have visions, and your older men will dream dreams again. Father God, thank you right now. Father God, we say we praise you right now, Lord God. We say thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God, and let your will be done, Lord God. Let us take our positions as leaders in the earth, and it shall be so in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, may open up your mouth and tell God something. Hallelujah. Don't care because I told you to. So open up your mouth and let your intimate with the Father. Hallelujah. Our biggest problem is that you are afraid to be intimate with God in the presence of other people. We put on this pride in front of other men because they're other men. I don't care about you being another man because you don't shake or move me. But I praise God because he called me to praise him. Hallelujah. And as I'm standing here, I sit, and this is the word, and I don't correct Apostle Bishop. Is it all right? Is it all right? Amen. See, you have to be careful about watching another person's worship and praise. Men, this especially for men, that is what I call a micro spirit. Men, be careful about possessing the micro spirit. Michael was David's wife. You're hating on another man's worship. And when you do that, this is a prophetic word for anybody here, spectating and hating on another person's worship, God is going to curse your womb and your seed because of your lack of respect for the things of God. So therefore, be careful. The Bible says that God is a spirit. Father, you are that spirit. And they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Check your praise, my brothers. Check your praise, because whenever you worship God, it must be done from truth, not because of something that you were taught. And I believe that God wants to break what you thought you knew concerning worship. Worship is intimacy. It is intimacy. Brothers, you know what it is when you're with your wife and you're getting intimate with her. It is not sex. But intimacy is knowing the innermost part of another person. The Bible says, if you abide in me, and my word in you, whatsoever you ask of me shall be given unto you. So men, start getting intimate with God again, so that whatever you request of him shall be given unto you. Amen. Amen. Let's give God some praise. Amen. 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 My brother, I believe that God does have to give us servant. You're a servant. And God honors that because you're real when it comes to your praise and worship. And you don't care about who's around you. And because of that, God's going to honor that double-fold.
Thank you.
God honors that. And he's going to bless you more than you ever thought you were going to be blessed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Have a irregardless praise from this day forward. Irregardless of who's around. See, when it comes to the prophetic, what I do not do, and I honor apostle and bishop for this, is that I don't prophesy because a person wants me to. I prophesy because Holy Spirit prompts me to. And when he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Because he says, my word shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish the assignment in which I sent it to. Trust the word of God. 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 You like music. You're into music, sports. You like music. What are you doing? You just write? Stay in the heart of David. Whatever you write, hear him. Hear him. Hear him. Be careful who's around you. Because you're very impressionable. Very impressionable, which is a good thing, but it could also be a bad thing. It's a good thing because you're being molded. It's a bad thing because you let mold you. And your craft of music. You don't want to see it too. Be careful. Because God has anointed. It's a big anointing that when you begin to write one of your songs, and you begin to play it, whatever you record. Be careful. If you go home, watch those around you. Stop just watch as well as pray. Stop just praying and watch. Like the eyes.